My name is Meg Short, and I am a postdoctoral associate in the Huttenhauer Lab. Today, I'm presenting ongoing work in developing methods for power calculations for tests of differential abundance in microbiome epidemiology. When planning a study, it's important to know how much statistical power to expect based on the sample size and an anticipated effect size, and there haven't been many methods developed or tested specifically for calculating power and sample size in the microbiome. To benchmark existing formulas for power calculations, we've been using SparseDosa2, which is a program that generates realistic synthetic feature tables for microbial communities and allows the user to spike in associations between individual features and metadata variables. On the left panel, I show a flowchart of how we do the benchmarking, where we create a synthetic pilot dataset, which lets us estimate the effect size of the association we spiked in the units appropriate to a given test. We calculate power analytically, in other words, with formulas, using information from that pilot dataset, and we compare it with power obtained empirically from 100 simulations generated under the same conditions. The top of the middle panel shows that empirical simulated power is strongly correlated with the prevalence of the feature that is being tested, for two linear model-based methods and for the Wilcoxon test. Power was also somewhat associated with the abundance of the feature being tested, but that relationship seems to be at least partly driven by the coupling of abundance with prevalence. Therefore, we focused on feature prevalence, which is not accounted for in standard power calculations, as a target for improving the performance of power formulas. We used a prevalence-adjusted sample size, which accounts for the loss of information that occurs as a result of having many zero-valued observations. In the bottom part of the middle panel, we see that for an example feature, B. longus, which has a prevalence around 60%, the performance of power formula relative to simulated power improves when using a prevalence-adjusted sample size. This was true for the two parametric differential abundance tests based on linear models, but not for the Wilcoxon test, which performed well without the use of sample size adjustment. We believe this is because the non-parametric rank-based Wilcoxon test already accounts for the prevalence of the feature in its treatment of zeros as tied observations. These patterns were consistent across features with various underlying prevalences. As we continue to develop methods for power calculation in microbiome epidemiology, we plan to release a software called SMOR, which will allow a user to estimate an effect size from pilot data or pick an expected effect size based on previous literature, and will provide power sample size relationships for a given test with the goal of making it easy for someone planning a microbiome epidemiology study to choose a sample size in an informed way. We are already working to catalog effect sizes from published data from the curated metagenomic data R package, which contains uniformly processed metagenomic datasets with harmonized metadata. This will be wrapped into the SMOR interface and provide reference values for users planning studies in various body sites, disease conditions, or environments. Feel free to reach out to me with any questions, and thank you for listening.